The New South Wales government, through their police department, issued a press release saying that with the boom in second-hand car sales due to supply difficulties with new cars, there has been a fourfold increase in fines issued for odometer fraud. The numbers are not big. They have risen from 22 to 76 in a year, which by our calculations is nearer to a threefold increase rather than the fourfold jump as claimed. But any fraud is a bad thing. Modern digital odometer systems are very hard, if not impossible, to tamper with. It is more likely that a fraud could be committed when a system is replaced. Car companies typically have very strong protocols when issuing a replacement part. Kia, for example, will not send out a new part unless you submit documentation on the existing odometer reading, and then they code in your existing kilometre reading before they send it out. I'm David Brown.
Before you buy a new car, the place to head is anyauto.com.au. If you're looking for a luxury SUV, check out the review of the Audi SQ7 Quattro. How about this for a comparison? The Nissan Patrol TIL versus the new Toyota Land Cruiser 300 series. And for tradies or for the farm, the Isuzu D-Max SX single cab chassis two-wheel drive high-ride ute review. Check out those reviews and so much more. There's always a lot going on at anyauto.com.au.